Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Caitlin McCulloch of the Livestock Market Information Center talking about dairy liquidation in just a moment. Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, May 2nd, to be seen on Dish Network Satellite 997 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. It starts 8 a.m. Central Time, offering 37,600 head this go-round, 12,340 yearling steers, 6,000 yearling heifers, 8,500 weaned calves, and 10,000 calves on cows. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call us 800-422-2117.
For decades, Oklahoma's oil and natural gas producers and royalty owners have voluntarily cleaned up abandoned well sites, restoring land across the state.
What we had was nothing but waste.
Somebody was telling us about them. OERB.
They did exactly what they said they were going to do. And you know what? It didn't cost me a penny.
Learn more about the industry's ongoing commitment at OERB.com/restoration.
Dairy herd liquidations are adding to the tonnage going through the beef pipeline right now. Caitlin McCulloch of the Livestock Market Information Center has been watching what's been going on with dairy producers.
We have been seeing very high volumes of dairy cows heading to slaughter in the first part of 2019. The March data showed dairy cow slaughter over 300,000 head, which is the largest monthly volume since 1986. The dairy herd industry has, over the last, let's say, 4 to 5 years, been in this state of very, very low margins, if not below break even in some months. That's really regional dependent. Our take is that margins have been pressured long enough that liquidation has become necessary for some herds that are unable to continue sustaining losses. I think early on in this 4 to 5 year period, we saw larger dairies buy up some of those dairy cows, and so we didn't see them exit the dairy herd. But we're starting to see that change a little bit, whether it's because those larger farms have become saturated and they don't want to grow any faster, or that the liquidation phase has just reached a point where we're seeing a net loss in the dairy herd. It probably is a little bit of both. Now, March milk prices do look better than they have in quite some time, but probably 1 month is not enough to change that trajectory. We'll need several months of, for sure, above $18 a hundredweight to kind of change that picture. So we're expecting dairy cow slaughter numbers to maintain fairly high volumes throughout at least the first half of 2019, and we'll have to kind of see where milk price heads based on these current adjustments to see when we expect those to change direction.
So, Caitlin, with this dairy herd situation, what does that mean for beef supplies?
So we're seeing plenty of lean beef on the market because of those lean dairy cows coming to slaughter. That's been weighing on the cull cow price, not just in 2019, but in the last part of 2018. The tricky part here is I think any sort of boost to the cull cow price might actually incentivize additional cows coming through that system. And so any precipitous improvement in the cull cow price might be met with just additional volume. And so I wouldn't expect that cull cow value to climb very high this year. I think there's just too much incentive to send cows to market at this point. The good news is, as I've mentioned, we're heading into Memorial Day and summer grilling season, and so 90% lean prices have been climbing seasonally higher, and so that could help maintain that cull cow price, but I wouldn't expect, you know, a huge rally there unless demand can really pull that price through.
So, Caitlin, coming back around to our cattle market specifically, what are you seeing right now? What's the mood of the ship out there?
Well, I think the futures market is continuing to watch what the lean hog contract is going to do, and that's going to play a role in the futures market, not just in the nearby contract, but in later contracts. The protein situation just globally seems very uncertain at this point. And then from the domestic perspective, I think feedlots have been buying feeder cattle fairly aggressively here in March and February. We saw that in the cattle on feed placement numbers that have come out in the last 2 months. We've seen winter weather dissipate, and so from a feeder cattle perspective, it looks like demand has been better for those feedlots that were making a little bit of money here in early 2019 and interest to place those cattle. We've also seen increased demand from grass feeders buying up those lighter weight animals to put on grass over the summer. And so what that looks like for fed cattle prices moving through, we're expecting the summer quarter to be the lowest values as current supplies of cattle on feed come through that system. We're still at very high levels for cattle on feed inventory in total, but those prices should pick up heading into the fourth quarter on the Fed side.
Director of the Livestock Market Information Center, Caitlin McCulloch. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the annual Limflex and Limousine Production Sale at Hall Coyote Hills Ranch, May 4th, 1 o'clock at the ranch near Chattanooga, Oklahoma. Selling 120 head as 75 lots featuring five fancy show heifer prospects by Aviator, Air Force One, and TASF Crown Royal. Also, 30 fall calving cow-calf pairs, many with show heifer prospects at side. Call 580-597-3006 for more information or go to hallchr.com to view the catalog with complete performance pedigrees, EPDs, photos, and videos.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.